I have a Lenovo laptop. I'm trying to figure out what you do if you want to use the insert key, like you do in JAWS with a lot of, you might pair it with another keystroke to do another key to do something.
Yeah, so I just use the insert key like I use on a full-size keyboard. It's
Exactly.
the bottom left of the number pad, which I guess is the zero, I guess. I don't even know because I never use the numbers, but
He's
I
on
think
the
that's
Mac.
the zero.
Does your laptop have a numeric keypad?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, then if that's the case, if you find your up and down arrows, then go to the right, find your right arrow, and then typically the key to the right of that should be your zero or your insert key.
Your other option, Chin, is to use the laptop keyboard for JAWS. Then the JAWS keys becomes the caps lock key. So it's an you have to learn a whole new pattern of how the JAWS keys. But some people say it actually is faster in the long run. But the other thing, as far as finding the keys, if you have a if you had another key external keyboard that you could just plug in for a while and turn is it keyboard
Sure.
learning on, then you could just go around to all the keys on your laptop, and they would probably tell you what they are.
When I first learned Windows, I had somebody from the state come in and work with me, and they never really went from square one, to square 10. I just learned bits and pieces. Since then, I've really been learning my iPhone and a Mac computer. And what I want to do is go back to the basics on my Windows. I don't even know where to start. I just want to learn. All the basic ways of navigating what's on the, Windows homepage and, and then I guess the JAWS commands from the basics. Where would I go?
David Kingsbury wrote a very wonderful book.
Oh, and
Yeah, I don't want to toot my own horn, but chapter two of my book is on Windows basics. The Windows screen reader sampler, all the basics, a primer. Yeah, sometimes I forget it. All the basics and more. But if you email me, Judy, I will send it to you, bust it up into chapters, and I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Oh, David, wow, that's awesome. Thank you very, very much. So it's Dave David at 77 at gmail.com.
David Kingsbury, all one word, DAVID KINGS BURY 77 at
At
gmail.com. And I'll send
gmail.com.
it to you as a zip file that goes right into your downloads folder.
Get some structured introduction. Carol Center and David, they are very good at helping you. And then you use this as a resource. I mean, the way you are talking about, I think you are better off getting some structured approach to doing this. And then
One other very good resource that nobody has mentioned is the vast array of JAWS training materials that are available for the grabbing. There are training modules for just about everything you can think of related to Windows and various apps that you would use with JAWS. So if you're a JAWS user, I would definitely look into the training materials available through Freedom Scientific.
Jerry made me think of the Freedom Scientific training podcasts, which are probably included in what you were talking about, Jerry. And Judy, if you have a way to listen to those, there are quite a number of podcasts and would include training on Windows.
A lot of times you can just search Google for JAWS Windows introduction, and a lot of times universities will put out a YouTube for their students. There was at least, I don't know, last year there was at least two or three of them out there, and they ran about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and they just gave a good quick introductory to Windows and JAWS.